a 2 weeks this has been. First, the Wyndham Championship Golf Tournament at Greensboro Sedgefield Country Club, and then the Winston-Salem Open Tennis Tournament. One old tournament, one still new, and both with a tremendous impact right here at home. The Wyndham started as the Greater Greensboro Open. It is one of the oldest tournaments on the professional golf tour. The PGA Tour has been coming here since 1938, when Slammin' Sammy Snead won the first of his 8 GGO titles. The first GGO was played at Sedgefield, but it later migrated to Starmount Forest and then to Forest Oaks before it came back to Sedgefield in 2008. Once it was an early spring event, complete with the occasional snowfall. The tournament not only changed names a few times and sponsors, it also changed its date back to late summer. And when Wyndham took over as sponsor, the tournament was fortunate to be scheduled as the last tournament before the FedEx Cup playoffs. That meant any high-profile player who needed to gain points to get into the playoffs had to play in Greensboro. And while it still hasn't drawn golf's biggest name, that Tiger guy, most everyone who is anyone in golf has played here. The quality of the field is also a testament to the hard work put in by tournament director Mark Brazel. For all of the frequent flyer miles he accrues getting players to play here, Brazel could go toe-to-toe with the best college basketball recruiter there is. The tournament has grown to the point where it now hands out more than $5 million in prize money, almost $1 million of that to the winner. And there are those who grumble that that money goes to make the rich richer, but be mindful that the tournament also has doled out millions of dollars to charities throughout its history. This year, the Charity of Choice competition resulted in Wyndham donating $100,000 to the Victory Junction Gang Camp. And what they don't give in money, they give in time. During tournament week, Wyndham company leaders, along with members of the PGA Tour Wives Association, visited kids at Brenner Children's Hospital. Last year, Wake Forest alum Webb Simpson won the Wyndham. That gave him the ammunition he needed to solidify his confidence. He has since gone on to win this summer's U.S. Open, and he's made himself into one of the game's top threats. This year's tournament culminated with a win by Sergio Garcia, who was once one of golf's golden children. Though he's never attained the stature many expected of him, maybe he will one day look back and say that Greensboro gave him the impetus back toward the top of his game. The only one who did not cooperate this year was Mother Nature. A Sunday downpour made the course unplayable, and it forced tournament officials to postpone the rest of the round until Monday. On the bright side, it gave area golf fans an extra day to watch the big boys. And speaking of the big boys, tennis got a big dose of it last week in Winston-Salem. 6'9" Greensboro native John Isner wasn't the only giant on the Wake Forest tennis courts. Fellow American Sam Querrey is 6'6". That got him noticed. And Thomas Berdych is 6'5". Any college basketball coach would love to have those three as his front court. And Tall ruled the tournament last week, with those three all making it to the semifinals, along with number one seed Joe Wilfried Tsonga, who stands a comparatively Lilliputian 6'2". Tsonga enters this week's U.S. Open as the number 5 seed, while Isner is the top American at number 9. If there was a disappointment for local fans, it was that popular American player Andy Roddick lost in the round of 16. But with 24 of the top 50 players in the world in Winston-Salem, that hardly seemed a reason for lachrymose maundering. So a toast to the officials, organizers, and volunteers of both local tournaments for bringing top-level professional sports to the Triad the last 2 weeks, for giving us all something to do while we wait for the start of college football season, and most importantly, for making a positive contribution to the quality of life in the place we call home. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again next week.